Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Williamson. Good morning to you, Julie.
Hi, LaVon.
I don't have to tell you, this is National 4-H Week, and you've been a 4-H'er since, well, probably practically from the time you were born.
Well, not quite that far, but when I was 10, when we moved here when I was in the fourth grade, and I joined 4-H that spring. So I was been in 4-H, involved with it for a lot of years.
Yes, because you still are as a leader, as a fair superintendent, and then you had your children in 4-H too. So lots of, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe you should write a book, Julie.
I don't know if anybody would want to read it, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, let's start back with some of your experiences. What club did you belong to?
I was back in Anita in those days. It was Gay Grant Gals was the club that I was a member of. And I was only in 4-H, though, through 7th or 8th grade.
Okay.
But I had a lot of fun. I did some sewing, a lot of baking and home improvement type projects was what
and
I was involved in.
So when you started, I'm trying to think back, was that, so each year was a specific project, or could you choose any of them?
Boy, I don't remember.
That's okay.
I think I could pick pretty much whatever I wanted.
I need to go back in history and figure out what that date was when that changed. So is there a project, an item, something that you did make or experience that you go, oh, I've never forgotten how to do that?
I remember my very first sewing project was a plaid jumper.
Oh, my gosh. The first one.
The very first thing I did. So my mom thought that might have been a little too much to start out with. But no, I remember that one. I remember a lot of other projects I've done. And just the whole process of getting them finished, that last minute of getting stuff done and to the fair talking with the judge, and lots of good memories.
Yes. So mention a couple of other projects that you think back to.
Oh, that I did. I remember. Let's see. I decorated a cake one time, and I did a dress that I made. I had embroidery on the placket on the front, and I made a jacket. I made a pants and a vest and a jacket.
Wow.
I guess that was my most adventurous project.
Yeah, that's a lot of pieces,
yeah.
And so have you used any of those experiences? I mean, learning to sew, learning to bake, is that something that you, when you look back, you say, yeah, that's where I started, what I've been doing in my life now?
Well, pretty much. I love, right now I've gone from garment sewing to quilting, and I look at the putting fabrics together and the sewing, and the whole process is just something that just can build on from year after year, it was a good foundation. And, raising a family of five kids and a husband, those cooking and baking things kind of came in handy a few times.
You bet, yes. They have lots of expectations. So let's move on and let's talk about each one of your children and maybe something that they did special in 4-H, or maybe it was not just what they made, but some kind of thing that happened, funny or sad or whatever.
So let's
start and go kind of through each one.
Well,
yes.
Mark is our oldest. He graduated from high school in 2002, and he pretty much did livestock. He did a few, I don't know if he did woodworking or welding. I don't think he did that so much. He's pretty much cattle. I know he did hogs one year and didn't like the hogs, so he showed cattle through most of his 4-H years.
Was he an officer?
He was on youth council.
My
three older kids were all on youth council, and they were all officers at some point. I think they probably were all president of the club at one time or other. So, so they've had some leadership roles, and I remember Mark got on youth council when Mitchell was born. So that was kind of exciting to be involved with the more of the leadership aspect of the county 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You just wanted to keep on doing 4-H, right?
Well, I figured out from the time Mark started 4-H till Mitchell graduates, I will have a child in 4-H for 27 years. So it's kind of been it's going to be a long-term commitment here.
So. Okay. So after Mark.
And then with Sarah. Sarah graduated from high school in 2004, and she loved sewing and creating stuff. In fact, that's where her career is right now. When we were looking at, she was a senior in high school, and we're looking at something to do, she wanted her career focus to be. And I said, Sarah, you could never cut out a pattern and sew it up. You always had to put three together and tweak it and change it and make it your own special design. So we went to Iowa State. We went to at that time it was the College of Family and Consumer Sciences. Mm-hmm. Now it is Human Sciences, I believe. And we visited, and she said this is what she wants to do. She was in apparel merchandising, design, and production, and now she's got a wonderful job living in San Francisco, and she's designing dog clothes.
Wow.
So she took her 4-H experience to a career.
Yes.
So.
Interesting. Okay.
Amy graduated in 2007, and she was my baker. She loved to be in the kitchen. She was the best of Iowa. She participated in that every single year. And she is now a food scientist and works for ConAgra in Dallas, Texas.
It's just interesting how you're seeing those, what they love to do just ends up in a career.
Exactly. That's what I try to get across to the kids, that what they do in 4-H can be a stepping stone to a future career, mm-hmm. if not a hobby that you enjoy or, mm-hmm. or some aspect of your life that will enhance it and make it more fun.
So after Sarah.
And then we had Matthew. Matthew is a sophomore right now at Central College, and he did a lot of livestock as well. I made him sew a few things mm-hmm. when he was a discovery 4-H'er, so he did take some cookies once, and he made a pillowcase.
That never hurts to have those skills.
No, it never hurts to learn a few things like that. But he's primarily showed livestock. That was his thing. And he also mostly cattle, but did hogs one year as well. So, and then our last one is Mitchell. He is an eighth grader at Cam Middle School. And right now, his big thing is cattle. He's got a couple of breeding calves or breeding heifers, and he's thinking he wants to start up his own herd, and he's gung ho on this showing livestock. So
major goals. That's kind of in general. I'm sure that all of your children, that's one of the things they learned, was setting goals and working toward them.
Yep, that's right. So.
And you know, I hear other people who are hiring people say, you know, if it's a 4-H member, we know that they've had a lot of those kinds of experiences, and they're going to be very good for us. So
the day to day, the doing the chores, and the follow up on things, and it's not just taking projects to the fair. It's just a whole year long commitment of activities and community service and lots of good fun stuff.
Taking responsibility
Absolutely.
For what happens.
Yep.
Okay, Julie, so now all through this time, you've also been a 4-H leader. So
well,
what?
I was more of a helper. I've been the organizational leader for 10 years. And
all right.
Prior to that, I was just kind of just a mom in the club. But I've also been in charge of the Benton Township collection for the food stand. I've been doing that for over 25 years. And I've been the superintendent for Decorator Showcase for, I don't even know when I started that. So it's been a while since mm-hmm. I've been in charge of that. So, I get my hands in lots of different pots.
Julie, of course, because your children are involved, I'm thinking that's one reason that you said, well, yeah, I can help with this, plus your 4-H background. But let's talk a little bit about you give all this back and probably don't set high expectations in getting paid for all that. But what do you get out of all that time and effort? What are some of the things you gain?
Oh, it's just so much fun to see the kids in the club do well at the fair. This year I had several of my kids win showmanship or win a grand champion with a project, with an animal project, or have a project with the state fair. And when they come up to you and say, Julie, guess what? I won this prize. And it's just so exciting to share those fun moments with the kids and get to know the families. And then when you see them around at events at school or whatever, and you know, they know you from different elements. And it's just fun to just watch the kids blossom and take the skills that they've learned and really do well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned community service is one of the things that happens in 4-H. Anything special your club does? And what club are you a leader for?
I'm the leader for Benton Franklin.
Okay.
And one of the things that we're most proud of is we do a harvest party with the Cass Incorporated clients. The residents there come, and we fix a spaghetti supper for them in November usually. It's like a Sunday before Thanksgiving. And we fix supper for them. They come out, and the kids play games, and we have a craft, and we play bingo, and we just have a lot of fun. It's just fun to mingle with them and get to know them, and we've done it for so many years now that they look forward to us having this party for them and with them, and that's one of the things I'm most proud of. And we clean a cemetery up north of Benton Township in Highland Cemetery, and we help the Wyoda firemen when they have their sweetheart dinner in February. We wash dishes for them and bus tables and things. So we do a lot of different things. We fill the Easter eggs in Wyoda as well when they do the Easter egg hunt at Easter time. So we just do a lot of things here and there.
All year long. Now, right now, you would welcome new members into your club.
We would. anybody that's interested, we were a small club for a while, but we're growing. But we're always ready to welcome new families in, and we've got kids from CAM School District, we have kids in the Lang School District, and we have several families that are homeschooled. So we've got a variety of families, and it's just kind of fun to get to know each other and broaden our base of friends. Yeah.
And have the youth know youth
and,
from other
and
places.
Have the youth know kids from other places.
Well, we want to thank you, first of all, for all of your enthusiasm and your service, Julie, and we want to thank you for visiting with us this morning during National 4-H Week.
Oh, you're welcome, LaVon, very much.
And until next time, let's remember the 4-H motto is to make the best better.